Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 2, verses 36 through 45. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 2, verses 36 through 45, and we have quite a bit of sense or understanding to get from this passage and from our commentary of choice today, the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And so we're not going to try to, in fact, this is such an important and pivotal part of the Word of God, we're not going to try at all to deal with all of it today, because understanding this passage that we just read, this phenomenal dream that the, as the Bible called him at that time, King of Kings, the beginning, if you will, of kingdoms and empires, Nebuchadnezzar, the dream that he had was phenomenal. And Daniel's interpretation of it, given to him by God, was even more so. And if you understand this passage, you will begin to understand the span of prophecy, and you will also understand world history, seeing it from the front view going forward. And now, and since you're on this end with the rest of us, we can look back and see how it all came to pass, and that it is still coming to pass. So with that said, allow me to share with you from the Bible Knowledge Commentary the interpretation of the dream, and we will not read everything and share everything today. It's just too much, and I want you to get it. Daniel's interpretation makes it clear that the image revealed the course of Gentile kingdoms, which in turn would rule over the land of Palestine and the people of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar, head of the Babylonian Empire, was represented by the head of gold. His father had come to power in Babylon by military conquest, but Nebuchadnezzar received his dominion and power and might and glory from God, who sets up kings and deposes them. Nebuchadnezzar's rule was viewed as a worldwide empire, in which he ruled over all mankind as well as over beasts and birds. At the time of creation, the right to rule over the earth was given man, who was to have dominion over it and all the creatures in it. Here, Nebuchadnezzar, by divine appointment, was helping fulfill what God had planned for man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die, so that you can be with God, Jesus Christ, the angels, and the other saints for eternity. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6